Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, JoJo White. Batting second. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Chet Morgan. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, General Crowder. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, General Crowder. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Washington. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sad Sam Jones. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sad Sam Jones. And now, play ball. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cochran moves to second. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a fly ball into right field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a line drive into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crowder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a line drive into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes misplays the ball. That's an error on Hayes. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gehringer moves to second. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Greenberg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chet Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Greenberg. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Appling applying the tag. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 0 for 1 in the game. Crowder hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bonura moves to third. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Appling moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball towards left. Morgan settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Morgan. Bonura scores. Appling scores. Dykes moves to third. Sewell moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dykes scores. Sewell scores. Jones moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-0, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jones moves to third. Radcliffe moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Jones scores. Radcliffe moves to third. Hayes moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, White Sox. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bonura hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. White reaches second base with a double. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. White moves to third. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. White scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, White Sox. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Dykes hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Morgan. Dykes reaches second base with a double. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field. White picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on White. Jones goes all the way around to score. Radcliffe moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, White Sox. Vic Sorel now pitching. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer catches it and throws to third to double up Radcliffe. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bonura takes first base on ball 4. Simmons moves to second. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 3 in the game. Washington hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Flea Clifton pinch hits for Vic Sorel. Flea Clifton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clifton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. White hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Clifton moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Clifton scores. Cochran moves to third. It's 6-2, White Sox. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosselin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gosselin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Clyde Hatter now pitching. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Gosselin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-3 in the game. Rogel hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Greenberg hits a line drive into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-3 in the game. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jones moves to third. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Gosselin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jones scores. One out. It's 7-2, White Sox. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Radcliffe moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Hayworth pinch hits for Clyde Hatter. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heine Scubble pinch runs for Ray Hayworth. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cochran hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Gehringer hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.